cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7, Joburg's best old school and R&B. It is a Thursday in the city, Tara and Tony. And as always, we're looking to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. It is time for Hot Cares.
That's right. And today we're sharing the story of a little boy in Boksburg who's already fought more battles than most adults probably ever will face.
Yeah.
His name is Lijah Delano, and Lijah was born with multiple life-threatening medical conditions. So from his very first breath, he's been fighting pretty much just to survive. Yeah. At the center of the story is also his dedicated bum, Shandre, who stood by his side through every single hospital admission. And I mean, it's been a roller coaster over the years. So right now, Lijah urgently needs a high-risk tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy to help him breathe and also to swallow safely and to prevent further damage to his developing brain. Very important that this operation happens. So the procedure has been declined by medical aid, and the cost in the meantime has doubled. So can you imagine that roller coaster that his mum is going through? This is all happening at a time when his family has already lost an income, because obviously his mum has to stay at home with him full-time 24/7. Shandre joins us now on the line to tell us a little bit more about her boy. Shandre, thanks for joining us on Hot 102.7 Drive. Can you tell us about the day that Lijah was born, and also when you first realized that something was wrong?
We were not expecting to fall pregnant with Lijah, but then obviously we were blessed and we went through the journey with my pregnancy and just the regular checkups to make sure that everything is okay. All of the tests came back okay, everything was sorted, but my body was just telling me something is really wrong. I went into preterm labor. When they took Lijah out, my husband just told me afterwards he wasn't breathing at all. He was a little bit bluish, and the doctor said that he can't take photos. So, yeah, they rushed him, obviously, to resuscitate him and try and get him stable. Then they couldn't get that right in the delivery room, so they rushed him to put him on a ventilator.
And all the while, you've been under anesthesia. Your husband's running around being told he's not allowed to take photos of his baby boy. I mean, this must have been the stuff of nightmares.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, look, obviously, we wanted to make sure that he's okay. And we've been told the entire time that everything is fine, all the tests are fine. And now he wasn't breathing.
So this must have been a massive shock to you after getting the all clear on all those tests. What was he eventually diagnosed with, Lijah?
They did say he does have the RDS, respiratory distress syndrome. Mm-hmm. That's why he's not breathing.
And how old is Lijah now?
He's now a year and 6 months.
And what kind of mobility does he have?
He's really fighting really hard. He can't sit independently. He can't walk. He rolls over at this stage, so that's very good. After his emergency shunt, which they did about 2 months ago, he's been moving more, so that's very good.
And that was to drain the excess fluid on his brain, is that right?
Yes. Then they found out that he does have white matter loss, which is a type of the brain damage, as they explained to us. And then that the ventricles are enlarged. So we were sent home. We were told Lijah has CP, cerebral palsy. And with all of this, we were still feeling as parents that something else is wrong. So we asked them to please check out the rest of his body or do more blood tests. When they did that, they did an MRI on his spine, and then it picked up he has the split spinal cord abnormality.
And he's not even 2 years old yet, and he's gone through all of this.
Yeah. And I kept on going back to the pediatrician, and he kept on getting sick. He got RSV since birth up to now 2 times. Tonsillitis, he's got bronchiolitis more than 2 times. So he just kept on getting sick.
Shandre, is there something or some sort of medication or treatment that can alleviate a lot of the problems that your son has?
So currently we did meet with the neurologist and he got him diagnosed. Finally, we are really happy to get some answers so that we don't feel like we have been crazy the whole time. So from there, they said that this needs to settle first, and then they need to do the adenoidectomy and the tonsillectomy.
How will the tonsillectomy help?
So the tonsils is very swollen, so it's completely blocking his throat. So if we try and feed him normal food or solids, because he should be eating solids, that's why he's also very weak. So he's getting a lot of immune boosters to try and get his immune up, but he's not eating the solids. He's drinking milk, but he also struggles to get the milk down his throat because of the tonsils being so enlarged. So he drinks 2 or 3 sips of milk, and then we need to take the bottle out, and then he breathes a little bit, and then we need to put it back again.
And his medical team reckon that once the tonsils are out and the adenoids, that'll clear the pathway so he can eat, sleep, yes, breathe properly. And we know how important that is to development, especially as, you know, he's not even a toddler yet, really. So this is the crucial time where he needs all of these things. Why won't medical aid cover it for you guys?
So we are on a very low plan, as we can't afford moving up. We are in the process to try and see if we can move one plan up. But obviously there's a lot of waiting periods, and we're trying to get that waived as well. At this stage, they don't even cover Elijah as a PMB condition, which he qualifies for 4 different PMB conditions. So it's just really a back and forth and a struggle.
Chandra, you know, we can only imagine what Elijah is actually going through, but I'm sure it's also affecting yourself. You've had to quit work and also look after him 24/7. Financially, that affects you as a family. And also talk to us about your other 3 boys. I'm sure this affects them as well.
Yes, absolutely. Look, it's difficult for everybody. I don't think anybody wants this for their child. But yeah, we're just trying to get him the help that he needs.
Sure, Chandra. Elijah's story has touched us deeply. You know, knowing that this high-risk tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy is essential for his breathing, his safety, and his long-term neurological health, we cannot allow money to be a barrier. And that is why, thanks to the generosity of our listeners on Hot 102.7, we will be covering the full cost of his surgery of up to 51,000 rand.
Thank you so, so much. I really don't know how to explain it. It's just so frustrating to feel like you can't help your son. And it really makes a huge difference. Thank you so, so much.
Heart Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.